Now, the offense overall hasn't been good enough. Bob Nutting asked about, well, the goal for the end of this season.
Goal and confidence level making the playoffs. Like, is that the goal of this season?
100%. We've shown it's attainable. I think you look at the results we've had from the mound. The pitching has been solid. Yeah. I mean, we have some very strong pitchers, but performing well. Obviously, we need more offense. We're a bottom performing team in offensive production, and that's, you all know that as much as I do. We're fully aware of that. We know the areas that need to improve. Some of that has to come from organic improvement from our players now. Has to. And you've seen a couple of bounce backs. We know that is true. How much of it comes from within the organization and outside the organization, I think, is exactly what Ben's working on.
He was not asked about hitting. And he had all the talking points on the hitting.
Mm-hmm.
So my guess is that Andy Haynes will be, if they don't make the playoffs, at least, I think he'll be the sacrificial lamb. And I don't even know that I want to call him that or the scapegoat, because I do think he probably would deserve to be fired. In fact, he does. He deserved to be fired right now. They're not hitting at all.
Last year.
I mean, he's just been bad. They've been bad. They don't hit the ball. And guys who were okay elsewhere come here and are worse. And guys here who you need to develop haven't really been developing. So I don't even know that he's a scapegoat. I don't know if he's a sacrificial lamb. He probably just deserves to go. But how about Derek Shelton and Ben Cherington? Because these signings that Ben Cherington made have not worked out. And Derek Shelton's got a team right now that's four games under 500. When the owner now says the goal is 100% to make the playoffs, I think Bob Nutting put a lot of pressure on those two guys. And an educated guess from things we've heard is that Shelton probably has one more year after this year on his contract. They don't like to pay multiple managers. But I do wonder if they don't make the playoffs, if some heads would roll. That to me was a lot of pressure from the owner publicly on a couple of guys.
How do you feel? Who has more pressure, Shelton or Cherington?
I think it's Shelton, based on something Zangrilli said yesterday. He said one thing he knows Bob Nutting hates is when there are players who underperform. Like, he cuts the checks, in a lot of people's minds, not big enough checks, but players who have had success elsewhere that come in here and don't perform well, it ticks him off. When players leave here and perform mm-hmm. better, mm-hmm. it ticks him off. So Ben Cherington brought in guys who, they all haven't worked out. Like, basically across the board have not worked out, with the exception really of Aroldis Chapman. Have not worked out. That's got to fall on the manager then, right? If guys who have track records come in here and perform woefully below their career averages, yes. That's got to be on the manager.
For sure.
So I would guess him.
I'm kind of with you.
I can't believe that he kind of went Steinbrenner, that he kind of went Jerry Jones. And Pompeiani was arguing yesterday that maybe he didn't want to talk. It was just the sheets thing. I don't know, man. Like, you can
get. He was ready.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he gets prepped for these things.
Oh, yeah.
This is when you have a PR team. They give you all the questions that could possibly be asked, and he was ready. And some of the questions he brought up on his own.
Just like
organic.
That one right there. Just like that one right yeah. there. What is your goal? 100% the goal is to make the playoffs. ... The hitting sucks, right. Basically. He didn't have to go down that path. He also didn't have to say the goal 100% is to make the playoffs. We're showing improvement. We're excited about the trajectory of the team. Yada, yada, yada. How many times have general managers done that? How many times have owners done that? Omar Khan, Kevin Colbert, Kyle Dubas does a little bit of that. Ron Hextall did a lot of that. Now, Jim Rutherford didn't. He would just give it to you straight. But all these other guys, Neil Huntington, my God, they talk around everything. Bob Nutting's a really smart guy. That's how you have bajillions of dollars. You're a very smart man. He didn't bring anything up there he did not want to bring up. And thus, if they don't make the playoffs, you know, I don't know that it's definitely going to be Derek Shelton's head that rolls, but I can't rule it out now at this point. And I think Andy Haynes, if they don't make the playoffs, is gone.
Yes.
No questions asked.
Yes.
Oscar Marin probably safe. The pitching staff's mostly been really, really good this year, particularly the starters. And Ben Cherington, I think based on what Zangrilli said, Nutting probably views Cherington as, okay, he had a certain budget. He got guys with track record. They have underperformed. He probably doesn't put that as much on Ben,
mm-hmm.
I guess. Like, who has developed? Brian Reynolds is fine. Been very good of late. Andrew McCutchen, you ain't coaching him.
Right.
Go out there and be Andrew McCutchen. But keep Ryan Hayes has gotten worse.
Worse. Swinty, worse.
I don't know how you don't put it on the manager more than even the GM. Like, we talked about things he could have done. Like, he could have had Carlos Santana in here, but Carlos Santana at the plate, having a better year hitting the baseball in Minnesota than he had here in Pittsburgh. Wonder why that might be. Like, I'd still rather have him because he's a better glove, and I still think he'd be a better bat than big fat guy.
Still is.
Thank you. Sorry about that, Rowdy. I forgot your name for a second there, so I used the only description I had. He'd be better than that guy. I don't know that he'd be having as good of a year, and I think that kind of crystallizes the whole thing here.
Yes.
Where Derek Shelton and Eddie Haynes, they're not doing a good job with any of these hitters. I can't get around Michael A. Taylor had 21 homers last year, and now he might be the worst offensive outfielder in the damn sport. And if he's not, it's because Jack Sawinski on his own team is worse than him.